This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Stephen A. Russell is back this week.
Great.
All right, what have we got?
Well, very quickly, I want to do a recap of last week. So opening this week, the two that I really recommend you go see is Ava DuVernay's bracing biopic Origin, which is about, you know, Isabel Wilkerson's incredible book looking at race relations in America. And also Italian director Matteo Garrone's gripping Io Capitano, which is, you know, that epic sea voyage I was talking about and what refugees go through. So do go see them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like some of the stories you hear these days. So, which is very topical and interesting. Yeah.
Oh, and also Mohamed Kordofani's twisty-turny morality play, Goodbye Julia, which was the one about the woman hitting the guy and the boy in the car. Mm. All three of them, great. They're out in cinemas right now. But let's skip forward to next week when you're going to be doing your live cross. And I wanted to big up a really great Australian horror movie. I know it's not your favourite genre, but let's support the local
theme. Australian horror, yeah.
It's going on.
Haven't we got some people that are really big in the horror genre around the world?
Well, honestly, for instance, this film by Colin and Cameron Cairns, you know, I was lucky enough to see
where are they from?
They are South Australia. So
that's what I thought. Are they twins or brothers? Brothers.
Not twins. Right. But one of their famous horror films is 100 Bloody Acres. They've done really well in the past. This film opened in America, and in one of the day takings was apparently 666,000.
Hey, boom, boom.
So there you go. But basically what it is it's filmed and made in Australia, but feigning basically a 70s American late night chat show.
Okay.
You know, and the kind of Johnny Carson style, Don Lane, right? Yep. So you've got David Dasmalchian, that's a difficult one to get. He is an American actor who has popped up recently in horror movies, The Boogeyman, Dracula, Voyage of the Demeter. He plays Jack Delroy, who's basically the talk show host, and he's locked in a, you know, ratings battle, wants to beat Johnny Carson.
Right.
And so, but the way it's a really interesting idea. It's set in the 70s, but the way into it is through the found footage genre that people might be familiar with, like Cloverfield or Blair Witch.
Yep.
And so the idea is that this is a documentary, probably in the 90s by the style, looking back at the day he tried to do this Halloween special and how it went horribly wrong. I don't want to say too much, but it goes gloriously bonkers. And it's also got loads of great Australian actors in there. You've got Stateless star Faisal Bazzi as a psychic medium. You've got Safe Home star Ian Bliss as a kind of the skeptical debunker. You have Secret City actor Laura Gordon as a parapsychologist. And also Ingrid Torelli from Bloom plays this young woman who's apparently possessed by a demon.
Ooh.
And the whole idea suggests that perhaps the presenter might have done a bit of a backroom deal with you-know-who to get ahead in the game. So let's just say that it does not go well.
Right, okay.
And that is Late Night with the Devil, another great Australian horror movie, 4 stars.
Wow, for me, David. Brilliant.
Now, another talk about horror of a different kind.
Yeah.
You have the British filmmaker Alex Garland, who people might know from Ex Machina. He started off as an author. He wrote The Beach and he wrote 28 Days Later for Danny Boyle.
Oh, okay, right.
So he said this is going to be his final film, but, you know, filmmakers have a great habit of retiring early and then unretiring, so we'll see.
It must be very draining, though, making a film. And it's not a short process, and a very costly.
I mean, each one takes so long, even just to get green lit.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a tough game, and I understand how it burns people out. But basically, look, this is a kind of, it's that brand of dystopia that's not very far at all from where we're at. And so what it posits is a very contemporary looking America that has literally been once again riven apart by civil war. And so you've got the Parks and Rec actor Nick Offerman, who generally plays really nice guys, playing against against type as the American president, and it opens with his very bellicose, you know, wanting to destroy the rebellious forces who are trying to overthrow him. And they're interesting in itself, because you would think in the world that we live in right now, it would be very clearly Democrats versus, you know, the Republicans.
Yep.
But he plays a bit coy with who the president is. No parties are ever really mentioned.
Yeah, well, it's a smart thing to do.
Some people have criticized it, and I can see that as a criticism. I can see why. Personally, I liked it as a mirror on...
Well, because it's make-believe.
And also, is one side truly any greater than the other? I mean, there's a lot of dodgy politics going on right now, full stop, you know. Anyway, look, I really, you've got Melancholia star Kirsten Dunst as a war photographer trying to, you know, document what's happening. Priscilla star Kaylee Spenny, she plays a young gun who wants to follow in her footsteps, basically. Then you've got, if you watch the show Narcos, you've got that show's Pablo Escobar Wagner Moura. He plays a reporter who they all want to get to Washington so they can get the final, you know, interview with the president. And look, so what it becomes, if you've seen 28 Days Later and that way you kind of go on this
hellish
voyage across Britain.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, they traverse America from New York to Washington, trying to get this story. And oh my goodness, honestly, if you have anxiety, the final act is going to be a lot. When it finally gets to the White House, it all goes off. And that's, I don't want to say too much more.
No.
But
no,
that
no.
is Civil War by Alex Garland. I'm giving that 4 stars as well.
Whoa.
Absolute cracker. We'll go to a slightly lighter film. Well, not, I mean, it's not really in content, but not quite as anxiety-inducing. You've got La Chimera by the Italian director Alice Rohrwacher. She delivered the triply mesmerising film Happy as Lazaro, which was a big myth favourite not so long ago. And what it stars is The Crown and God's Own Country actor Josh O'Connor as a bit of a dodgy Englishman drifting about.
He's becoming really popular at prison, isn't he?
He's definitely it in a bit.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's sort of like this kind of 70s feel where he is basically a really dubious kind of tomb raider. He goes around raiding Etruscan tombs and trying to like sell off, you know, these ancient artifacts.
Oh, gosh.
But also, it kind of begins that way as him as really dubious, but it becomes a meditation on it. What's he doing with his life? Where's he at? He runs into Blue Velvet star Isabella Rossellini.
Hey, I love her.
You know, titan of cinema.
Yeah.
Plays this kind of matriarch who takes him under her wing. You've got, it's really incredible. And if you like Portrait of a Lady on Fire, it has a very similar toying with mythology, with the stories of, you know, Orpheus and Eurydice of the labyrinth, and it's just a really beautiful tale spun about memory of buried past, of how you might be able to break free from that.
Where's it set?
This is Italy.
It is all in Italy.
It's kind of flips between Italian and English.
Right, okay.
But yeah, Josh O'Connor is kind of this lost soul traversing this kind of magical realist in some bits and pieces.
But it just disturbs me, you know, like raiding tombs. You know, like,
exactly. Oh, no. It's not quite Lara Croft, and that is La Chimera, which I'm giving 4.5.
Okay.
Because I thought that was beautiful.
Wow.
And we'll do one last really quick one because I think it's gorgeous, and that is Robot Dreams. Now, this is an animated movie from Spanish filmmaker Pablo Berger, who delivered the dreamy black and white 1920s Seville set spin on Snow White a few years ago. And he's done it again with another magnificent musing on friendship, love, loss, loneliness, and reconnection. Basically, it's set in an animated 80s New York, beautifully detailed, but it's full of anthropomorphic animals instead of humans. So you've got this lonely dog living on his own in an apartment who basically buys a robot as a companion.
Oh.
They go off to the beach for a beautiful day by the beach. They swim in the ocean. The robot kind of gets rusted and their voyages go in 2 different directions.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it too much again. You know, this is a beautiful film. It doesn't have any real dialogue. It has a little bit of music. You've got Earth, Wind and Fire track September. It's stunning. It was up for the Oscar for Best Animated Film.
Right.
It's my personal choice. I would have loved it to win. It didn't. But honestly, this is an absolute gem, and that is Robot Dreams, and I'm giving that 4.5 stars as well.
Wow. Yeah. Lots of big numbers there today.
I know.
Yeah. Stephen A. Russell, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Our pleasure. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.